සත්මාවේ කියන මොකක්ද? භවන් සාස්තං පදි සූතප්පා කිච්චිත බක්ඛ්‍ය භයා පුජ්ජක්ඛ නිස්ස. This last game is discussing last moment.
In order to understand that absolute truth, it is the duty of everyone to hear Sotabha, Kirtitabhasya, and chant, and hear means meditating or remembering, where puja has watching nishtasa regularly, whom Bhagavan Thakutampati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the master of all righteous persons. He is master of everyone. But the devotees say specially, recognize the Lord is the master of everyone. And the demons, they do not care for God, and God also do not care for them. Let them do their own work and write their own truth. God does not take responsibility for the demons, but He takes responsibility for the devotees. Therefore, it is the duty of the devotee to hear the hearing processes, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Kirtitabhasya, and narrate us. Unless one narrates, or unless one speaks, one cannot hear. So, two processes are going on. Somebody is hearing, and somebody is chanting. And then when hear and chant, there must be meditation. If we attentively hear, then there must be meditation. And puja. Puja means vasi. The simple process of vasi in this age is performance as we are doing, chanting, hearing, and offering some fruits, flowers, and showing the candle. This is simple, that's all. There are, according to Vedic literature, there are many, 64 items for what to be. That is not possible in these days. So, this is all. The big process will make you understand the absolute. You just follow this principle, with one attention, without diverting your attention to any other subject matter. If you follow this principle, to hear, to chant, to think of, and to watch. This simple thought. This is the intention of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jadam Bhyasana Yukya Padmagrantha Nivandhanam Chindanti Pujastasya Kuna Puja Patharani. What is the benefit of this process? The benefit of this process is Padmagrantha Nivandhanam. Padmagrantha Nivandhanam Chindanti. Chindanti means cut off. What is that cut off? There is a knot of our activity. Without performing this ceremony, without following this instruction, to hear, chant, sing, and worship, we cannot be out of the great knot of our material activity. So long we are engaged in material activities, we are just acting one after another, just like films, food. We have seen films, one picture after another, one picture, one picture, one picture, hundreds and thousands and millions of pictures. Similarly, for my past activities, I have drawn this picture. So my present activity is making another picture, form. Just like in my past activities, I created this body. Similarly, by my present activity, also I am creating my next body. So this transformation of soul is going on. But if you adopt this process of Krishna consciousness, that karma vannam gandhanam shindanti, these knots, one after another, this will be cut off. So, if it is so nice, as was said, jar anujjarna, simply by following this procedure, jadanabhyasina yukta, being engaged, karmavannanivandana, this pool of the result of our activities, one after another, chinnanti is cut off. Kumida is an intelligent man, is there. Tasya kona kuja prakharate, why an intelligent man should not engage himself in hearing about the topics of Krishna, is there any difficulty? If by this simple process you can cut up the without any slashing of his teeth, when my, this pool of fruitive activities has begun, you do not know. The result is that I am simply transmigrating from one soul, one body to another. This is taught now. Now if I get in my next body, my Idana's right, Idana's knowledge, and Idana's greed, why I shall not accept it? Kunda, any intelligent man, why he shall not accept this God? Karmani vidhati himsukavati bhavati. There is a very nice verse in the Brahma Sangita. It is said there that jatindra gopa mahanandra maho satana bandhana rupa phalabha janamatanoti karmani vidhati himsukavati bhajan gopindam adipurisham samanthaya. I want you, I offer my respect for the center and to go in them. Why? Because he cuts off my entanglement in this material activity. He cuts off. Only the devotee entanglement of spiritual activities cut off, and what about the others? That is say, just in the Goma Sadhana Mahosa Karma. Now, there are living entities of different grades. There is one living entity, it is very small, microscopic. Bacteria. Its name is Indra. Don't think that bacteria was unknown in the past. The bacteria also were known in the Vedic literature of Vedanta. So, There are different names, not that simply they say bacteria. But one bacteria is called Indragupta. It is very small. It is to be seen by microscope. So, Brahma Samhita says that beginning from this Indra, see Indragupta bacteria, up to the Indra, another Indra is called the Heavenly King.
His name is also Indra. These bacteria is called Indra Bhog. And the Anandriya, who is king of the heaven, he is called Indra. So, Brahma Sangita says, beginning from this Indra to after that Indra, the beginning from that bacteria has to be the king of heaven. Jastindra Goga Matanandra Moho Takarma, everyone is enjoying or suffering according to his own actions. Goga Moho Takarma, Bandhāgaru Kuppala Bhārgati, Bandhāgaru is helping Nibandha, according to the law of the intuitive reason, everyone is enjoying or suffering. Karmāni Nidhati Kintucha Bhakti Āyāṁ, but one who is engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, he, karmanu bandha, is cut off. Karmani, chindanti. So, this is the benefit of being Krishna conscious. That whatever we are acting in our past life, and according to that we have bought this body, either impure, or pious, whatever you have done. Don't think that because we are doing some pious activities, we shall be out of the bondage of creative activities. No. That is also not possible. As several times explained, that if we do pious activity, then the result will be that we shall be able to get our birth in a very nice family, aesthetic family, rich family, pious family, big family. These are the reasons. Janma. Janma is a very rich man. Born in a rich family, a high family, that means automatically he becomes a rich man. Janma is a sutta. Or somebody becomes very highly, great learned man, sutta. And three means beauty. And one becomes very beautiful. So these things are obtained by righteous activities. And similarly, by acting impure activities, we become very ugly, we become fool, we are born in a very low family or animal family, and we become very poor. These are the results of different activities. Now, why? One may say, if I get next life in a very rich family and become very rich man, and become very learned man, very beautiful man, how can I not take this opportunity? But in the meantime, say that even if I get such opportunities, the material mirror is not there. It is not there. Because a child is born of a very rich family, he hasn't got to go into the womb of his mother and suffer the consequence. Janma Mrityu Jarate, the distress of birth, death, disease and old age, equally there. Either you become born in a very high family, or either you born in a very low family. Either you born in India, or you are born in America. The suffering, the four kinds of suffering are everywhere. Not only India and America, they are in this planet, but if you go to the moon planet, or if you go to the sun planet, Brahma Bhuvana Loka, even the highest planet, the modern scientist says that if you want to go to the highest planet, it will take 40,000 years. No. 400,000 of years, something like that, they say, a white book name. So, anywhere you go, Lord Krishna says, Abhamma Bhuna Lokan Punaravasina Arjuna. That repetition of birth and death, that will continue. Therefore, intelligent persons, those who are intelligent, they get it up. Why shall I continue this birth and death process? Why not have my eternal life? If I am by constitution, if I am eternal, if I am constitution, blissful,
And in fact, if I am full of knowledge, now I am covered by this material nature, why not take up this process so that this karma-bandham, this continuous birth and death, transmigration of myself from one place to another, that should be stopped. So Bhagavad says, therefore, that yadalam-jasina-yukta-karma-bandham-bandham. If one can surpass this chain of birth and death, why an intelligent man should not take up his process of Krishna consciousness? What is that Krishna consciousness? That we have demonstrated, we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we are hearing Bhagavad Gita, and chanting, hearing and chanting, then we are thinking of, and then you think of, because whatever we hear and chant, naturally, we have to think of. And Pujyakshan offering a little flower and a little fruit and offer our respect to the Supreme Lord Krishna, he is here. So is there any difficulty? So Bhagavad says that who will not take up this process? Okay, what do you want? Take this process and be relieved of repeated birth and death. Chinnanti Kovidasasa Puna Pujya Kapadati. Which such a fool will not do this? Which intelligent man will not do this? It is very nicely put. Which intelligent man will not do this? Rather, which such a fool will not do this? Sutsavam Sutadhanasa Bhakti Kathanchim Chan Mahati Vayavikra Punati Sandiva. Now this mentality to have some attraction to hear about Vasudeva Kathami Krishna, to hear about Krishna. Krishna has many attitudes. In the world there are many creatures, and now they accept God. But there is no information of God's activity. That is the difference between the Srimad Bhagavatam and other creatures. There is a Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking about himself personally, and Srimad Bhagavatam also speaking about Krishna by spoken by the Vyas. Practically the subject matter is the same. The Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of God is speaking himself, and the Srimad Bhagavatam, the compiler, the author, Vyas, he is speaking of Krishna. The Krishna Bhagavatam, this is still full of Krishna Bhagavatam, these two important Vedic literature. It's full of Krishna Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are working in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he supports today, he is incarnation of Krishna. So, he also advises everyone. Jare Dako Tare Kaha Krishna Kaha. Tare Kaha Krishna Kaha. He says that Kama Adnai Guru Heya Dharo Sankho Dehi, he says that each and every one of you, whoever made Lord Chaitanya, and whoever is in the chain of the cosmic succession of Lord Chaitanya, he is advised by the Lord that you become a spiritual master. How? Under my order, I give you order that you become a spiritual master. And of course, no, you are not good. You are simply to say, Krishna Kosha, Krishna this, you Krishna Kosha. You have nothing to manufacture. You have not to catch your breath by meditation, by speculation. Everything is there. You have simply to and breath something. So here is Krishna Kosha. Here is Bhagavad Gita. And here is Bhagavad. Just these years. That is your business. You need not become a very learned speculator. Just like there are so many books simply full of speculation. You have not to do that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving very simple points. Jare Dako Kare Paso Krishna Upadesh. Krishna Upadesh means in a classroom, all Krishna. In a classroom given by Krishna, or in a classroom, something about Krishna. If you do this, then you become spiritual. So, it is just, simply we have to hear. Suppose it's that, indigent. He cannot see Bhagavad Gita. Many of you do not know Arabic language. So you cannot see. But there are English translations. But you can hear. Bhagavan, the Lord, has given you the chance of hearing your what he says here. You can attentively hear. You learn everything. Normally, of course, people are very intelligent. Simply by hearing. They did not take any notes. Or did not read any book, but simply by hearing. So, therefore, in the Bhagavad it is recommended, first thing, that you have to hear, simply by hearing, and to think, you become spiritual master, and you receive this knowledge. Sushruva Santa Sadharasa Vasudevi Tathaji Shar Mahatsevaya Vipra Pundati Kanishiva. Now these mentalities for hearing Krishna Katha, how it is developed, that is also Sushruva. You must be very sincere. Sushruva. And you must be inquisitive to hear. Sushruva. One is very eager to hear. He can become in future. The spiritual form. Sushruva Sundabhana Shakta. With day. Vasudeva Tathāji. Ruchi means day. And Vasudeva Tathāji means Krishna, the topics of Krishna. And then bringing up to my personal experience, all these inner men of hearing is a very important thing. When I first met my spiritual master in 1933, but I met him first in 1922, then for several years I was out of Calcutta and I could not meet him. Again, next meeting was in 1933. So, at that time, I was simply inquiring from other disciples. So when his holiness will speak. So this information was noted by my spiritual master. And he was pleased to accept me immediately. This boy is very nice, he's very inquisitive to hear. He does not go out. So this is very good qualification. One who becomes inquisitive to hear. So, Sushruva means one who is very inquisitive to hear at the same time to render facts. These two qualifications. Sushruva, Sandhavanasa, we say, Vasudeva Tathāji, for him, the gift for hearing Krishna Katha is very easy. And Sat Mahatri Vaya. And this is also can be possible if we are fortunate enough to come in contact of a great soul. Mahatri Vaya. Mahatri is great. And it is a third thing if we want to please Mahatri Vaya. Vipra, my dear planning, you are addressing. Punnati Sanji Manam and Punnati Sanji. There are many separate places.
They are called Purna Tirtha. Therefore, there are two kinds of headed churches. Just like if you go to a place, just like in Vrindavan, Tamkhara, Puninya, there are, in Christian also, here was a headed place. The Mangal and Sahab was a headed place, Medina, Makkah, here was a Jerusalem. Similarly, those are followers of Vedic principles. There are several places, sacred places. Well, some of you who have visited India might have seen Haridwar, Kankar, Lakman Yoga, Prayag, and Vrindavan, and Rameswaram. There are many places. So, by serving these sacred places, to serve these sacred places means to gather many good souls, great souls. So if you can find out such great souls, they are making the performances there. So if you find out some transcendentalist, and if you hear from him, then your process of life may change. The Purna becomes an awe, and sometimes some person, they travel all over the world also. See, if you come in contact with that person, and if you hear, then the Vasudevika Pharisee is then your tendency for hearing about Krishna and Bharata is developed. This is the two-pronged thing. You must be very much healer. And when you are healer, Krishna will thank you. Krishna is within you. As soon as you understand that here is a person who actually wants transcendental elevation, he makes the contact with such person. Such persons are all over there in the world. And it is not rare. Of course, in this age it is very rare. But if we are sincere, if we are eager, Tesham Satatujuktanam Hajamam Kriti Kulpadam Buddhijulam Dadamitam Jinamam Pujantite. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Krishna, the super soul, is situated within your heart. He is not very away, long distance. He is just within yourself. Sitting within you. You are also sitting in the heart, and the Supreme Lord of God and Super Soul, He is sitting there. You are sitting there too, just like bread that is stated in the Upanishad. The two threads, two birds sitting on the same tree. So this body is the tree, and you are sitting. So as soon as we are sincere, we are eager to develop our spiritual consciousness. He gives us our absolute buddhi yoga, that is buddhi yoga. Intelligence, he gives what jiramam upajam to say, by which one can attain perfection in understanding the Supreme Law. This is given. So what we have to become serious and very eager. Unless you become eager, God wants to see you, how much you are eager. So, with the development of his eagerness and sincerity to have our knowledge in spiritual understanding, God will help us. Sadvadhanasya Vasudeva Kathanasi Sarva Mahatrivaya Mahatrivaya means if you by jhana you get in contact of a great personality, great soul who knows Krishna's handsome. You just try to please. Every day in the morning we sing Yasya Prathara Bhagavat Prasad. By pleasing such great soul, spiritual master, Yasya Prathara Bhagavat Prasadam, to please him means to please God. Because he is represented to yourself. Yasya prasadat madara prasadat. Yasya aprasadat madara ikutoti. If you cannot see such representative, one of that representative of Satsana, then there is no hope. There is no hope of our spiritual enhancement. Therefore, the first duty in the morning is that Vyayam Subham Dasta Jata Krishnam. We have to remember about His glory and we have to offer our respectful obeisance and to Him three times at least in a day. Krishnam. Krishnam means in the morning when the night is being past day's beginning. That is Satpanna, Janda. And then when the sun is in the meridian, that is also another Janda. And when the day is passing and night is beginning, that is another Janda. So it is the duty of the student to offer respect to the one of my spiritual master three times respect. Because that is can help me in making an honest and spiritual life. That Mahatvayavitra Purna Sanjivana and also by visiting heavenly places. So it is not always possible to visit heavenly places in very distant place, but when you get chance of a bona fide spiritual master, great soul, if you try to teach him to satisfy him, that will make you eligible to have faith for Krishna Bhava and the qualities of Krishna. Thank you very much. Any questions? Yes.
Should one offer respect to the spiritual master wherever he is, such as six times, or should he go to where the spiritual master is to offer his respect? Should the disciple go to the spiritual master directly to offer respect to six times, or offer him where he is?
Well, if it is possible to go to him directly, that should be taken care of. But if he is not, it is not possible, then his picture or his idea should be offered. But if he is directly available, one should avail of that. Any other questions? Yes, following the same verse from the book.